Okay, so briefly, Chodesh Tov. The poskim on Siman Tav Yud Tet in the only Sif that is in Aruch Chaim, Shulchan Aruch discussed the question of whether on Rosh Chodesh there's a mitzvah to have a meal like you do on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Now, as Shulchan Aruch outlines in Tav Yud Chet, you can't fast on Rosh Chodesh. Now, so Shulchan Aruch says you should be marvet besud on Rosh Chodesh. What exactly does that mean? So, and there were poskim, Rishonim, the Ran quotes from Reinu Yehona's son, that on Rosh Chodesh there's a mitzvah to have a suda with bread. The Kaf HaChaim notes that perhaps even lechatchila to have it with two loaves of bread out of kavod, presumably not because of the shtei halechem, but simply out of honor, the way we do on Shabbos and Yom Tov. The quote from the Psikta that just like Shabbos and Yom Tov are excluded from the cheshbon that God makes for you on Rosh Hashanah, so the meals that you have on Rosh Chodesh, which are also at some level obligatory, at least valuable, are also excluded from that cheshbon. It's free money, so to speak, whatever that means. Some poskim took this quite far. The Bach understands the Yerushalmi as saying that if Shabbos falls and Rosh Chodesh fall out together, I don't know which one falls on which, but if Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh are together, so then you should actually make the meal on Sunday, so that you will have a seuda for Rosh Chodesh that isn't swallowed up in the meals of Rosh Chodesh. However, the majority of poskim understand the Yerushalmi is not saying that at all, but the Bach at least understands the Yerushalmi that way. The Kaf HaChaim notes the Yaivitz disagrees with the Bach, but thinks that if Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, maybe you should have four sudot on Shabbos to have a meal of Rosh Chodesh. This is not the majority of poskim. Majority of poskim say it's not true. Rosh Chodesh is not like Shabbos and Yom Tov. You're not obligated to have a separate meal. What they do say is that you should try to wash, or at least you should try to have some special food if you're not going to wash. Meaning, do something that makes your meal different than it would be. To note that it is Rosh Chodesh, because Rosh Chodesh does have some, if not the same level as Shabbos and Yom Tov, it does have some level above a normal weekday, and therefore you should do something just like we do with everything else, the recognizing the meal. So if you can wash and normally wouldn't, great. If you don't do that, to have something special to the meal, fine. The Mishnah Berurah notes you don't have to do it at night and day. Once during Rosh Chodesh is sufficient to fulfill this midah tova, or whatever, this value. You don't have to do it at night and day. Once a day is fine. I mean, that really is the dominant view in poskim. That while there is a value to adding something to your meal and maybe trying to wash, formally there isn't the same obligation that you have on Shabbos and Yom Tov, despite some of the outlying positions like the Bach and the Yaivitz. Now, there are poskim who expanded beyond food. The Kaf HaChaim as well notes that there are several poskim who say that you should also try to wear nicer clothes. Again, maybe not the same clothes that you'd wear on Shabbos Yom Tov, but nicer clothes than you would on a regular day. Again, going this direction, that Rosh Chodesh is somewhere in the middle, that you should treat it with an extra level of honor than you would a normal weekday, if not the way you would Shabbos and Yom Tov. There were other poskim who felt this wasn't true. Rai Salvechik was known to argue that this wasn't true, that Rosh Chodesh, its uniqueness stems really from the Karban Musaf. But other Kedushat Hayom, he felt, did not really take effect on Rosh Chodesh, and therefore he didn't think you had to wear special clothes. But despite that, there are poskim that do suggest that that's what you should do. At any rate, to do something to mark the fact that Rosh Chodesh is a special day is worthwhile, if not absolutely obligatory.